News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and Finnish President Sauli Niinistö discussed the expanded reach of NATO Thursday following a meeting of Nordic nations in Helsinki. Niinistö and Biden hosted a summit of leaders from other Nordic nations, including Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland. Sweden is poised to be admitted as NATO's 32nd member country following an agreement that was reached ahead of NATO's summit earlier this week. Finland gained NATO membership earlier this year. During a joint news conference with Biden, Finland's President Niinistö said, among other issues, the leaders discussed Russia and Ukraine, where there was much agreement.
The war in Ukraine was also discussed. We both see that we will continue support to Ukraine, which is defending not only herself, but also all the values we represent in the Western world.
Both Finland and Sweden abandoned a history of non-alignment and sought to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Ukrainian officials said their air defenses responded to a Russian drone attack on the capital Kyiv overnight Wednesday, shooting down about 20 Iranian-made drones. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova described the attack for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
It was a very intense work of air defense from different neighborhoods of the capital. People were hearing that, so people did not sleep. The attack happened around 2 o'clock in the morning, so it woke up a lot of people in the middle of the night, in the middle of their sleep. Also, additionally, two Kalibr missiles were confirmed destroyed, but those missiles did not target Kyiv.
You can find more on this in all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights